The control group contains scenes of realistic violence and graphic sexuality. It is intended for mature listeners.
In the field of psychiatric medicine, it was an exciting time. A time of innovation and discovery. A time when mental health institutions struggled to redefine themselves, to become something more than repositories of the sick. Unorthodox methods and aggressive therapies were not only permitted, but encouraged.
I have no secrets.
This is a record of that time. This is the control group.
Ella. Hello, Hayes. It's Summerhill. Just touching base. Making sure you got the equipment you requisitioned.
Yes, thank you. We're functioning at 100% right now.
Well, let's stay in touch. I'll be near New Canaan in the first of the year, hoping you might have something to show me.
Oh, I will. I've been too delicate. I see that now. I'm taking a more aggressive approach to some of the cases. One in particular, a lab mouse.
You sound hungry, Ace.
Appetite has never been stronger.
Are we talking about the forensic? The prostitute?
You mean Karen?
Yeah, the keeper of secrets.
She's a bit more resistant to my therapies, but I'm breaking through. I'm tired of waiting. I've increased the ECT schedule, aggressive sleep, and psychic driving schedules nonstop for almost 12 weeks.
Is that safe? It's no good cracking open the head if in the process you damage the content.
No, that's fine. I got an interview scheduled for this afternoon.
What's the hurry?
I've got an objective now. She revealed to me, or I persuaded her to reveal, that there was an accomplice with her at the Dixie Motel. That's a fact.
What's the person's name?
I don't know. She won't budge on the details.
Get us a name. Start with that. It'll be a good measure of your progress. But if you hold out a little longer, do the detective work. Connect the dots.
I'll try, but I can't help wondering whether or not we should be...
I'll stop thinking about should. Should is a dirty word in research. Take yourself off the leash, Dr. Hayes. Allow yourself to run. You have a hunch? Follow it. Got an itch? Scratch it. An urge? Indulge it. And don't stop to ask whether it's something you should be doing. If it gives you a better understanding, that's all that matters. You're thinking about something. Am I right?
You're not wrong.
And I don't want to know what that is. I just know that based on what we've seen of your work so far, you need to follow whatever it is, wherever it leads. For reasons you can't explain, you feel like it might unlock something. Don't try to explain. Don't justify it. Do it. Learn from it.
I'm hearing you, Summerhill. It's just taking me a moment to digest all this.
Use medicine to solve a crime. A murder. Think of it. It's the greatest advancement in crime detection since sodium pentothal or fingerprints. You get an unwilling subject to cooperate without force, without torture, to tell the truth. My God, Hayes, think of that. The power of truth, an end to lies and deception.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could go all the way. Absolute knowledge. You're almost there, Hayes. Don't lose your nerve. You'll document it.
Every word.
Every detail.
Don't worry.
Good man, Hayes. Good man.
If I am ever to get better again, I must cooperate with Dr. Hayes. I can trust Dr. Hayes. Only when I'm absolutely healthy again will I be released. And only by fully cooperating with Dr. Hayes can I ever hope to become well again? I have no secrets. There is nothing I cannot tell Dr. Hayes. If I am ever to get better again, I must cooperate with Dr. Hayes. I can trust Dr. Hayes. Only when I'm absolutely healthy again will I be released. And only by fully cooperating with Dr. Hayes can I ever hope to be healthy again. I have no secrets.
This is Karen Myers. She's Dr. Hayes' special patient. The first thing you want to do is to check the chart and see when she's due to be dosed and fed.
I can trust Dr. Hayes.
Uh-huh.
Only when I'm absolutely healthy again will I be released.
Always check her heart rate and blood pressure.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Every time. Every time. And make sure you log it. Karen?
Okay, Monday the 25th, Tuesday the 3rd,
Karen?
Friday the 6th. I can trust Dr. Hayes. Is this right? Has she really been asleep this long?
How are we doing, Karen? Do you think you could eat something? That's a good girl. Take it slow. We have some nice warm cereal for you. It's early. Have a bite of this. What do you get?
100 over 70. It's low.
That's where it should be. Note it on the chart. Yep. If there's no change, that just put a check mark.
There is nothing I cannot tell Dr. Hayes. Why is it dark? If I am ever to get back,
have another bite.
I must
there you go.
With Dr. Hayes.
It's dark to help you sleep, so you can rest. Massage her calves and check her heels for bed sores.
And only by
yep. Dr. No, do it now.
Hey, him. I can't move my arms. I have no secrets. Why are they tied? Why are they tied?
You are just full of questions today, aren't you, Karen? Open. That's it. We just don't want you to roll out of bed when you sleep, so we're using the restraints. Would you like a sip of water? Here, have some of this.
Get out of jail free.
That's a girl.
No secrets.
Can you eat another bite?
There is nothing.
No.
Dr. Hayes.
That's fine.
If
you don't
I want
to do this on a full stomach.
Do what?
Bite down on this.
But
I can trust Dr.
No.
Hayes.
No, please. Just let me have a minute. Just let me. Just let me wait. No.
You'll go right back to sleep.
Put it down.
Set.
Why isn't she convulsing?
The phenobarbital. Her body is so medicated that it just doesn't react. The effects of the electroshock all remain inside her head. Did you mark the time?
Yes, ma'am.
Settle her headphones and we'll be done.
How long can she sleep like that?
As long as Dr. Hayes wants her to.
Only when I'm absolutely healthy again will I be There is nothing I cannot tell Dr. Hayes. If I am ever to get better again, I must cooperate with Dr. Hayes. I can trust Dr. Hayes. Only when I'm absolutely healthy again will I be released. And only by fully cooperating with Dr. Hayes can I ever hope to become well again. I have no secrets.
Yes.
Just checking in before I clock out.
That's Gloria settling in.
She's getting the hang of it. She'll work out fine.
Good. And Karen? What is it, Virdry?
Doctor, I know it's not my role to second-guess your methods of treatment, especially with something that is so ambitious. But I have to wonder if keeping a patient asleep for so long...
It's not been that...
34 days. Are you aware of that? I have to wonder if keeping a patient unconscious for 34 days, only waking her up long enough to feed her, shock her, and send her back to sleep again is, well, is not entirely humane.
You're absolutely right, Virdry. It's not your role to question my methods of treatment. It is your role to see that the treatments I prescribe are carried out exactly as instructed. This is a time of great opportunity for us. I can't allow anything to happen to derail it.
Opportunity for whom, Doctor?
A state hospital. But more than that, for modern medicine.
Dr. Hayes.
Advancements are being made every day, and we have an opportunity to be a part of it. It's like an age of exploration, discovery. Christopher Columbus, the Mayflower, it's happening now.
Explorers or colonists?
What's that supposed to mean? Nobody's trying to colonize.
You seem intent on staking a claim. But whose flag are you carrying?
I see your point, Virgil.
No. I'm asking.
I know you may not approve of some of my methods, Virgil.
I always have. Until now.
I trust that your opinions won't interfere with your performance on the ward.
Dr. Hayes, miracle treatments have come and gone. This hospital has seen more ages of discovery than I care to count. Patients having their entire sets of teeth pulled, confined to their necks in water tanks, having their brain tissue scrambled, insulin shot, chlorpromazine, straitjackets. It wasn't so long ago that we used the cages.
Don't call them that.
It's what they are. What should I call them? It's what everyone on staff called them, except on paper. On paper, it's I and C, isolation and confinement. Sometimes I go down to the basement and look at them. They're still there, you know.
I'm well aware of that.
In all my time here, I've understood that it was my job to just do my job. Okay? Not to second-guess the methods of the men in charge.
Good. Because it's essential that we have...
Even when I was certain that we were doing nothing more than inflicting physical harm on the patients.
We've never knowingly harmed any of our patients.
Trying to erase their symptoms with drugs and shock and surgery rather than trying to isolate the cause. That's your job. My job? My job. To oversee the efficient and orderly operation of this ward. That's what I've always done, and that's... what I'll continue to do.
Is that what you think I'm doing? Inflicting harm?
To be honest, I don't understand what you're doing. And that's what frightens me the most. If there's nothing more, I'll say goodnight.
Virdry. Who's the night nurse?
Debbie.
You mind... asking her to take Karen off the phenobarb around 4 a.m. Let her come out of it. Then when you get in, we'll have a look at her. Bring her into my office for an interview. To make sure she's...
Wonderful. I'll see to it right away.
And Vertrie?
Yes, Doctor.
Thank you.
Trust Dr. Hayes.
This is patient Karen Myers, October 26th, interview 6, after 34 days in the sleep room.
Dr. Hayes.
Patient is on a sodium amytal drip. This should place the patient in a semi-lucid state, susceptible to hypnotic suggestion. Also present is ward head nurse Virgie Wilburn.
I must cooperate with Dr. Hayes.
That's it. Just sit her up in the chair.
I can trust Dr. Hayes.
I just want to make sure she doesn't lean over and pull the IV out.
I got it.
Absolutely healthy.
Go ahead. Kill the driving tape.
And only by fully
Are you with me, Karen? Karen?
Karen?
Karen. There we are. Wonderful. Oh, thank you, Virgie. I'll call you if I need you.
Perhaps I should sit in and observe. I could take notes. Very well. I'll be outside.
Just relax, Karen. I want you to take a little journey. I want you to take me with you. Can you do that for me?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go back to the Dixie Hotel. The night you were arrested. Room 517.
12.
What's that?
12.
512. Yes, 512. I want you to be there right now, just as you were that night. I want you to remember where you were, what you were doing, who you were with.
But I'm not there, I'm here.
No. Keep your eyes closed. Remember, you're in room 512, a room with a bed, and you're with a man.
Which one?
The one you were with that night.
More than one.
More than one, right. Well, I'm sure he was the last one. I believe his name was Ronald. Ronald Grant. Is that the name he gave you?
Ronnie. No last names.
Right. You brought Ronnie up to the room, didn't you?
Yes.
Why did you bring him to the room?
He wanted to.
He wanted to what?
He wanted to come up to my room.
Was there anyone else in the room with you?
No.
No? Because I was under the impression you had a partner. Maybe something like a scout or a pimp.
My what?
The man behind all this. The one who arranged for you to bring Ronald up there. The one who pushed Ronnie out the window. You know who I mean?
Oh. Him.
Yes. Him. Tell me about him. What is his name? Karen?
I can't tell you.
Why not?
I'm not allowed.
But you do know his name. Did he ask you not to tell?
I'm not allowed to speak his name. He made that very clear.
Well, if you can't tell me his name, perhaps you can tell me something else about him. For instance, what does he do?
Do?
That's right.
He doesn't do anything. He just watches me.
Watches you?
Watches me when I'm with men. Watches me to make sure I do what I'm supposed to do.
With men?
Mm-hmm.
In room 512?
Always room 512.
So, the night you were with Ronald, this other man, was he in the room with you?
No.
He came in later?
No.
This person watches over you. You make it sound like is he even real? Or is it some defense mechanism you're projecting so you don't have to...
I don't understand.
When he's there with you, do you see him or is he invisible?
He prefers not to be seen.
I understand, but he's there.
I'm sure he's there.
To protect you.
He protects me.
He controls you. Is he omniscient?
I don't know what you mean.
Does he know everything? Does he have absolute knowledge?
Seems to.
Is he omnipotent? Does he have absolute power?
He seems to.
Does he have a name?
Yes.
Good. What is it?
Forbidden to speak it.
Have you seen his face?
Yes.
You've spoken to him?
Yes.
And he's spoken back?
Of course.
And what does he tell you?
He tells me what to do.
Which is what?
I can't tell you.
For Christ's sake. Why can't you tell me?
He made it very clear. It isn't to be known. I'm not to talk about it. With anyone.
Very well then. I won't ask you to talk about it. But if you can't tell me, could you show me? Karen? Can you show me what it is that what he wants you to do with the men in room 512?
Lots of things.
Just one thing. The most important thing. For the record, patient is has raised her forefinger and is indicating her open mouth. You may lower your hand, Karen. That's fine.
Good morning, ladies. Today is a very special day. One of our patients is graduating and will be departing from our little club. Please join myself, Dr. Hayes, and the entire staff in wishing Charlotte the very best of luck and the happiest future back home with her husband. It's Tuesday, January 8th, and it's going to be a glorious day.
Come on, ladies, let's give her a little space. I know, we're all excited.
Will you write me if it's not too much trouble?
Let me have a word with her, if you please.
Please write me a postcard. I love you, dear.
Thank you.
Bye now.
It's time, Charlotte. Are you excited?
I'm trembling.
You're going to be fine, Charlotte. Your husband is here.
Bert's here?
Yes. He's talking with Dr. Hayes right now. I'll carry your valise and walk you down.
good to see you again, Bert. Any problems, any questions, don't hesitate to call.
I will. Thank you.
Day or night, you hear?
Yes, sir.
Give her some time to settle in. Try not to rush her into being who she was. Spending 2 years in these walls does change a person, but I assure you, she is still your Charlotte. It's just going to take her a little while to become that person again. But it'll all come back. The familiarity, the affection. I promise.
I can't thank you enough, Doctor, for everything you've done.
Think nothing of it. Seeing a patient return home's the greatest reward I can have. Ah, good. Our star patient. All packed up and ready to go?
Hello, Dr. Hayes.
It's not going to be easy for us seeing you leave, is it?
That's true, Doctor.
I'm not going far, am I?
No, just across town. And since this is New Canaan, you'll never be very far away. I'm sure we'll see each other in town. Bump into one another at the supermarket. Won't that be funny? We're all very proud of you, Charlotte.
You're going to be fine.
Goodbye, Charlotte. Be well.
God bless you, Charlotte.
Goodbye.
Well, let's go. You holding up okay?
Mm-hmm. Which car is ours?
The gray one. Third one down.
I don't remember it.
You never seen it.
Is it new?
It's a couple years old. New to you, I guess.
I miss so much.
We've got a lot of catching up to do. But we have all the time in the world, Sean. What is it?
Scared.
We're almost there. When we get home, you can relax and do whatever you want to do. I turned the baby's room into a sewing room. Fixed it up real nice. You're gonna like it. Now, come on. That's it. You can do it. We're almost to the gate.
Bert. Bert, I can't.
Charlotte, sweetie, just a little further, all right? You can do it. There's not a thing in the world to be afraid of. I'll take good care of you, babe.
No. No. No, no, no. I can't go. I can't go.
Okay. Okay. Charlotte. Babe, you've got to get in the car. You have to. Come on. Now. No more games.
No. I can't.
You can.
No!
Charlotte, honey, everyone's looking at you. They're all at the windows. You don't want them to see you like this.
Something's wrong.
What do you mean?
She's not ready.
Wait. She's walking again.
I'm afraid. I can only be happy here, Bert. I can only be healthy here. What?
Move it. Now.
Stop. You're hurting me. No. No.
Get your ass in the goddamn car.
I can't.
Do it now or don't come
home.
You
don't understand. I can't.
Call Grath down. Have him go out and get Charlotte. Bring her to the ECT as quickly as possible before things get any worse.
Right away.
If things could possibly get any worse.
That's it. Take her straight in there. Gloria set up everything. Go on.
Your attention, please, ladies. It seems that Charlotte was not quite ready to leave our little group, so she'll be staying with us a little longer. I want to ask all of you for a little bit of extra kindness today. I want to give Charlotte as much privacy as she requires, as much companionship as she desires. Today, tomorrow, as long as it takes. I don't want to see any tears. I don't want to hear the words, "I'm sorry." I want to see smiles and hugs and words of welcome, because that's all that Charlotte needs from us right now. So that's what we'll give her.
Thank you, Virgie. That was very nice.
I did it for her, not for you.
Virgie. Let's talk in my office.
Yes, of course. Seeing Charlotte fail that way. Watching months of work just go down the drain.
2 years. She comes in with a bout of postpartum depression. Now she can't function.
It was more than a bout, Doctor. Remember what it was like when she arrived? She had lost a child, she had cut her wrists and wasn't eating. We should have taken her case more seriously, and I think I've treated her too much as a staff member and stopped looking at her as a patient. It's my fault, really.
You're exhausted.
Not just me. All of us, yourself included. The ECT schedule, the sleep room, the driving tapes. It's too much. It's too much. Don't confuse my fatigue with my concern for the well-being of these women.
No one would, Virgie. It's no one's fault, really. But the damage has been done. The public humiliation we suffered by that spectacle she made out there in the
parking
lot.
Our humiliation? The only person suffering over this is Charlotte.
Yeah, all the same. Word gets out, the damage could be severe.
Gets out to whom?
You know the opportunities we've been given lately. There's no limit to what we can accomplish. But we have to earn it. Our program is under a lot of scrutiny right now. We can't afford another embarrassment like that. We'll start over. We'll erase everything, depattern her mind, wipe her clean, and rebuild from the ground up.
How do you expect to do that?
We've got the tools. We increase the duration of the sleep cycle. We'll increase the ECT frequency, play with the intensity.
We'll make the changes slowly, right? Considering the state
she... No. For this to work, we need to shock her system. We'll start immediately. I'll record a psychic driving tape for her myself. No more gentle persuasion. Tear her down so we can build her up. It was a mistake to try and normalize her within the hospital. There's no such thing as normalcy here. Yeah, she needs to be home. The bedroom, the kitchen, the living room. The places that define her. That's where she needs to regain her sense of self, not here. We could rid her of her neuroses, put her back in the home, tabula rasa. Yes, her healthy instincts could return, naturally. That's it. We might be able to salvage this situation after all. What do you say about that?
Are you doing this because it's the best thing for Charlotte? Or to keep her from being an embarrassment to this hospital?
Can I count on you, Virgie?
You can.
I can't do this without your help.
You have it.
Good. Good.
The Control Group is a production of How Stuff Works. Written and directed by Brett Wood. Recorded and mixed by Rob Gall.